What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take this morning's look at some of those local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The session of the Commerce and Economic Affairs Commission of the National Assembly convened for this Wednesday at 11 a.m. Well, it was postponed, cancelled, and again rescheduled in less than 3 hours. The session has been delayed because the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD bench, was summoned to a meeting at the Presidency of the Republic at the same time that they were supposed to begin the discussion in the first debate of Bill 1100, which adopts a concession contract between the state and Minera Panama for mineral exploitation in Donoso. The independent deputy, Juan Diego Vasquez, who is a member of the government commission, was the first to be notified of the meeting in the presidency, which was held, according to him, to convince his colleagues to vote in favour of Bill 1100. Vasquez questioned that this supposed meeting of the deputies with President Laurentino Cortizo to discuss public matters is done in secret. It should be open doors. I'm interested in hearing the president's arguments, Vasquez wrote in his account on the social network X. At 1100 hours a.m., the session of the Commerce Commission was to begin, but only the independent Juan Diego Vasquez and the Panamanian Elias Vigil are sitting at the main table. By 1140, the assembly, well, there was no deputy from the ruling PRD seen, except for Victor Castillo, who occasionally circulated there. Nelson Jackson from Cambio Democratico and Francisco Alemán from Molirena were also seen. The three of them are members of the Commerce Commission, but unlike Vasquez and Vigil, they did not stay in the room. At 1:10, the technical staff that supports the sessions of the Commerce Commission reported that the meeting was suspended upon instructions from Deputy Ambrigo. Vasquez replied that no one had informed him of anything about it and questioned the opaque handling that was being given to the issue. The MICI staff, who were waiting for the session to begin, retired to another room to wait for somebody to tell them what they should do. Well, an hour later at 2:10, the session of the Commerce Commission did begin. The majority of the Commission's deputies approved that Bill 1100 will be discussed en bloc. Each deputy would have half an hour to present their position. The digital voucher, the social aid program that has cost the country $2,213 million, was created during the pandemic supposedly for the poorest. Well, it's fallen prey to politics, scams and discretion. A report from the National Authority for Government Innovation, the AIG, that contains data on how the subsidy was distributed, shows that of that total, around $1.6 million in vouchers does not state in which areas they were delivered. Where did these thousands of dollars in vouchers go? The former director of the AIG and now candidate for deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party for San Miguelito, Luis Oliva, explained that these millions were given to foreign people whose employment contracts were suspended. According to Oliver, the AIG used the Electoral Tribunal database, and since this group of people were not naturalized and did not have electoral residence, they do not appear in a specific place or site. The explanations of the now candidate for deputy for the PRD do not convince the lawyer and candidate for deputy for the Other Path movement, the Otro Camino, Ernesto Cedeño, who on Tuesday filed a complaint with the Tribunal Electoral General Prosecutor's Office for the possible political use of the social assistance known as the digital voucher. In addition to the political issue, 8 people were captured on October the 10th for allegedly altering the database of the DALI digital program. Prosecutor Nathaniel Mergas from the 5th Section of Crimes Against Poverty reported that together with the National Police, they carried out eight raids in Panama City, San Miguelito and West Panama to locate the 8 people, including 2 officials. They did not specify which ministry or institution they belonged to. All will be investigated for the alleged commission of the crime of fraud. Fraudulently, they violated the PIN of the beneficiaries of the digital voucher, and they were exchanged in stores illegally. Likewise, a group of business managers were arrested, who repeatedly and fraudulently made digital vouchers effective. the prosecutor said in a video released by the public ministry on his account on the social network X. Burgas explained that several of those arrested altered the digital voucher database to commit the fraud. They, due to their status as officials, had access to it. At the national level, there are a considerable number of complaints about this criminal modality, he added at the time. On Tuesday, the Budget Commissioner of the National Assembly, the AIG officials, indicated that they are only in charge of the digital voucher database, but that a commission made up of representatives of the Ministry of the Presidency, Ministry of Labour and Ministry of Social Development were responsible for determining how and whom the vouchers were delivered. His response arose after a strong question from the independent deputy Juan Diego Vasquez, who defined the delivery of the digital voucher as a selective, convenient, and little studied to people who do not necessarily need this help, the popular flagship program of the administration of Laurentino Cortizo. Although the political constitution establishes that one of the requirements to be a township representative is not to have been convicted of any intentional crime, the leadership of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, nominated César Caballero to seek re-election in the elections of 2024 as a representative of Belisario Porras from the San Miguelito district. Caballero, current president of the San Miguelito Council, was sentenced to 5 years in prison for embezzlement to the detriment of the University of Panama. The information is contained in Edict 9 of the 5th of January of 2022, issued by the Superior Court for Settlement of Criminal Cases of the First Judicial District following his defense processing an appeal. The communal board of Belisario Porras, an area where 44,129 people live, according to data from the 2023 census, received $6.6 million from parallel decentralization. This was between July of 2021 and May of 2023. While in that sector, $55.3 million has been distributed in digital vouchers. Caballero responds to the political line of Deputy Raul Pineda, third Undersecretary of the National Executive Committee. Six of the nine community boards in San Miguelito are in the hands of township representatives who belong to the PRD. The majority of them are in the hands of Pineda. Recently, the independent deputy, Juan Diego Vasquez, spoke on the issue. He reported that the sentence is already enforceable. It's come to my attention that in the criminal process followed by the representative of Belisario Porras in San Miguelito, César Caballero Mosquera, the appeal for review that they presented has already failed. So the sentence against him, which sentences him to 5 years in prison and 4 years of disqualification from exercising public functions, is enforceable, he assured during the period of incidents in the National Assembly. Vasquez asked, how is it possible that the police have not issued an arrest warrant so that he begins to serve his 5 year sentence of 5 years in prison? Numeral 3 of Article 226 of the Constitution establishes that to be a representative of a township it is required, quote, not to have been convicted of an intentional crime with a custodial sentence of 5 years or more, by means of an enforceable sentence issued by a court of justice, unquote. On his social networks, Caballero has celebrated his nomination, a procedure that gives him an expedited ticket to opt for re-election, since he did not have to go to primaries. Belisario Porras, San Miguelito, official candidate for representative, reads a post on his Instagram account. Alto fluctuations caused the collapse of the air conditioning system in the Nicolás A. Solano Hospital in La Chorrera when it had barely been operating for 2 months. This was reported by the medical management of this hospital centre in the Ministry of Health after presenting legal resources and claims to the electricity distribution company Naturgy. The architect and national director of infrastructure of the Ministry of Health, Carlos Candanedo, stated that they hope the response will be quick. I think that Naturgy managers will understand how critical this situation is because patients expect a quick response, he clarified. Likewise, the claims have also been notified to the National Authority of Public Services. Given the situation, the Ministry of Health coordinated with the directors of the Santo Tomas and San Miguel Archangel Hospital to provide care to the patients of Nicolas A. Solano. The last blackout occurred on the 8th of October. The Nicolas Solano, inaugurated in 2000, has an installed capacity to serve 150,000 people. Voltage fluctuations have complicated patient care, according to the medical director, Yoli Hein. The operating room remains closed and only extreme emergencies are being attended to, such as those injured by firearms, high-risk pregnant women and traffic accidents. The doctor indicated that the operating system for air conditioning, the rooms, had only been in operation for 2 months before voltage fluctuations caused it to be damaged. We have taken the claims to the energy distribution company and they have a period of 15 days by law to respond, he commented. The part that would allow the repair for the, quote, chiller, an air conditioning system that cools water to send air, sometimes comes from the United States, but it is believed that it may take around 2 weeks to arrive. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning, some of the local news stories here for you in the Republic of Panama, compiled on The Breakfast Show.